Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're just giving you a quick snapshot, really, of some content from the Juice app.
Yeah, the idea is to give parents and teachers, too, a heads up on what topics their students might be reading about and discussing.
Exactly. Not exhaustive, just a glimpse. So, first up.
Okay, first one is a really nice community story out of Chelsea, Michigan.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, this bookstore, Serendipity Books, was moving. Just a block away.
Right.
And the owner put out a call on social media, flyers too, asking for help moving the books. About 9,100 of them.
Oh, that's a lot of books.
It is. And get this, 300 people showed up, ages 6 to 91.
No way. 300.
Yep. They formed a human chain, passed the books along. It took less than 2 hours on April 13th.
That's incredible. Just people power.
Totally. Someone filmed it, put it on TikTok, and it got like 1.6 million views. Yeah. The owner called it wholesome and heartwarming.
You can see why. It's a great example of community, isn't it?
Yeah.
And small businesses.
Definitely. Good discussion starters there for kids' community help, local shops, even how social media can bring people together.
Okay, what's next? Something different, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. We shift to science now. Specifically, coral reefs.
Ah, usually worrying news there with bleaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, mostly. Warming waters cause corals to expel the algae they need. They turn white. They can die. That's the bleaching.
Right.
But scientists found something pretty hopeful in the South Pacific, a lagoon off Tatakoto.
Okay.
They found a species of coral that's actually thriving in waters significantly warmer than what usually causes bleaching.
Really?
I think it has some kind of, you know, biological mechanism for heat resistance. A French team found it.
Huh. So, like, a miracle coral?
Sort of the term being used, yeah. The hope is maybe they can figure out how it works, maybe even breed them or transfer them to help other threatened reefs.
That's fascinating. Yeah. Opens up talks about climate change impacts, but also resilience in nature, right?
Okay,
and potential solutions.
Exactly. Biodiversity, adaptation, all that.
Good stuff. Okay, what else was in the juice?
There was a piece on charitable giving in the U.S. based on a recent poll, APNORC Center.
Yeah. People cutting back with the economy.
Well, interestingly, no, not entirely. Despite concerns, 73% of U.S. adults said they donated to charity in the last year.
Oh, that's higher than I might have guessed.
Yeah, but there were differences. Younger adults, under 45, were less likely to give money compared to older folks.
Hmm. Other differences.
Women were more likely than men to feel helping those in need is important. Higher earners, more likely to donate goods, food, clothes, items like that.
Interesting demographic splits. Any political angle?
A little. Democrats were reportedly more likely than Republicans to say people like them and the government have a responsibility to help.
Okay. And where did most donations go?
Mainly U.S.-focused aid groups, about 40%, and churches got 37%.
So lots to unpack there with kids, different ways to help, money, time, stuff. And that whole idea of responsibility, individual versus government, maybe.
Right. And how economics might play into how people give.
Moving on, there was also a quote featured.
Yes, from Vincent van Gogh. Great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together.
Ah, van Gogh, the painter, Starry Night, Sunflowers, Dutch guy, post-impressionist.
That's him. Short, intense career, huge impact after his death. The quote itself is, well, pretty thought-provoking.
It is. That idea that big achievements aren't sudden flashes, but steady effort, little by little.
Exactly. Good for talking about perseverance, maybe homework, learning an instrument, anything that takes time. Plus, a chance to mention a famous artist.
Okay, nearly there. What about current events? Any international news?
Yes, a tricky one. The ongoing U.S.-led talks about a potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine.
Right. Always complex. What's this situation describe?
Well, the U.S. apparently proposed a plan. It involves freezing the current battle lines, Ukraine not joining NATO, and Russia effectively keeping Crimea.
And Ukraine's reaction.
President Zelensky stated very clearly they would never agree, says it violates their constitution, their territory.
Understandable position. And the U.S.?
The report mentioned U.S. officials suggesting they might pull back from talks if there isn't quick agreement from both sides.
Hmm. So a very difficult situation for discussing with students. Carefully, of course.
Absolutely. Age appropriately, it's a chance to talk about war, peace, what negotiations involve, borders, different viewpoints. Key is staying neutral, just presenting what was reported.
Definitely need neutrality there. Okay, one last one.
A lighter one to finish. Astronomy. Planetary alignment.
Oh, cool. When?
Friday morning, early. Around 5:30 a.m. in the U.S., look east. Venus, Saturn, and a waning crescent moon are set to line up.
Anything special about it?
Apparently, they might form a sort of smiley face in the sky, like a space emoji. Mercury might be nearby, too.
A space emoji. Like a kid's looking up.
Could do. It's just before sunrise, and it follows the Lyrid meteor shower peak, so maybe a stray meteor sighting, too. The face might look slanted, though, and Saturn's the dimmer eye.
Still fun. Great excuse to talk planets, space, maybe even get up early to see something neat in nature.
For sure. So that's a quick tour of some recent topics in the juice. Quite a mix.
So thanks for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
For another deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.